Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm sorry about all the traffic. I would change it if I could. Also, if you're listening on our FM signal and it's trouble, okay, there's explanations why, but the short answer is check out the app, which will be clear as a bell, or AM 1620, which is always available as our base signal. So either one of those is always available to you. We've got the Gulf Breeze News publisher, Lisa Newell, is on the line with us every Thursday at this time. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we have got a full paper this week. I mean, lots and lots of great news in it, starting with the Senator Brockson retiring and getting a nice tribute over at the County Commission, thanking him for being such a great leader for our county and all the things that he has brought to our county. And, of course, you know, it's been great to have someone like him representing our county. So we're happy to have had him. Sorry to see him go, but, you know, it's also nice to look back and thank him for everything.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a sad thing to lose him with all of the power that he had as the appropriations chair. But yeah, done a lot of great things for this area in his time as senator. You guys also have a story about a very rapid ascent to Eagle Scout. Is that right?
That's right. His name is Braden Tharp. He wasn't even an Eagle Scout 2 years ago. Or wasn't even a scout. He joined the scouts, and in 2 years, he did all of the requirements. That is the fastest I've ever heard of anyone becoming an Eagle Scout. And he gives tribute to his father and his stepmother for keeping him focused, helping him be organized, meeting with him weekly to plan out everything he needs to do and keep him on track of his grades and all the things he needs to do. So I think that was a really great tribute to his parents as well.
Wow, that's amazing.
As well.
that's as fast as it can be done. I think I was in scouting for, I don't know, 3-4 years, and I made it all the way to second class. So you know, like that is very, very impressive. We also have a good story about doctors doing residency in Northwest Florida.
I was so fortunate because I got to meet with Dr. Jeff Buckhalter, and I've known the Buckhalters for a long time. He was a pain management physician for years, who recently retired and then became affiliated with the University of Central Florida residency program. So he is now over some of the residents who are in our area shadowing doctors in it's called physical medicine and rehab, which is sort of a new specialty that I've heard of, but I didn't know that much about it. Anyway, that is really on the upswing. That is a new, very in-demand field of medicine, but there are also a bunch of other medicine residency programs here because Northwest Florida has a really rich hospital system. For a town of our size to have three major hospitals is very rare.
Yeah.
And so we have these residents coming from all over to train, and they are learning and helping our whole population with everything that they are being able to learn and give new perspectives on the latest treatments because they just got out of medical school.
No, that's
so
great.
That was very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. You've got a CPR class going on at the Senior Center?
You know, the Senior Center is like, if you are not already a member of the Senior Center and you qualify by age, you are missing out. They have got so many things going on there. Last week, they had a CPR class. And so it wasn't a full, you know, full-blown certification, but it did give you what you needed to know so that you could hopefully save someone's life until the paramedics got there.
Yeah.
And so that's just one of the other things that they do. But in addition to all the fun stuff they do, they actually teach you a lot of things that you can use in your life. And so the Senior Center is just a wonderful resource for our area.
Yeah, and if you learned CPR, you know, 20 or 30, or in my case, 40, maybe years ago, you know, like the rules change, the procedures change, and so you got to get the new information. Also, how old do you have to be a member of the Senior Center? Please don't say 50. Please don't say 50. Please don't say 50.
I think it might be 55.
Okay. Not that I don't want to benefit, but I don't want to be in the class, okay?
I know, but listen, it's fun. They have everything there. Yeah, they have exercise classes. I mean, line dancing. I'm telling you, it's really a great, fun place to go.
2 years. 2 years. Okay. The library. You've got a story about the library as an entertainment complex?
Well, I went and had a tour of the library, and I'm telling you, I was in shock. Because I even wrote this, and I said that it's like an entertainment complex in the center of Gulf Breeze, because you can have, they have movies, they have games, they have virtual reality headsets in there.
Oh.
You can go in there and do art. You can learn, you can have a book club. You can, they have puzzle games. They've got chess boards.
Hmm.
They've got areas for children. This is not like the old library where you walk in and some, you know, very stern person tells you to be quiet. No, it's not like that at all. I was very surprised by all of the different resources it has. And they have all kinds of programs going on for children, toddlers. They have, I mean, just literally all kinds of things going on in there. And, of course, they even have books. They still have books.
They also have these things called books. It's very interesting. It's kind of retro. It'll be cool again eventually.
Yeah.
No, I think that's. I think the VR headsets is very interesting. I picture going into the library and seeing a bunch of kids just wandering around, hands at clicking buttons that don't exist. So that's fascinating. You got stories.
Well, there were kids in there.
Yeah,
hanging out. It was really cool. Really cool.
You've got stories about real estate coming back. You got stories about the boys and girls tennis, lacrosse, doing very well, winning district championships, and the Whale Festival this Saturday.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm going to take my granddaughter out there because they're going to have this huge display of a whale. I think it might be, even be like whale-sized. And it's something Christian Wagley is doing, and he's with the Healthy Gulf, uh-huh. Healthy Gulf Coast or Healthy Gulf. And they're going to have all kinds of displays. Of course, it's going to be good weather supposedly this weekend and a great way to learn more about the whales. And we do have whales in the Gulf. So I'm looking forward to learning more about that and getting out and having a beautiful day on the beach.
Now, that sounds wonderful. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News. All the stuff we talked about and much more is in the paper, available today. Every Thursday is when it comes out. Lisa, thanks for telling us about our community, and thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Maybe I'll see you at the Whale Festival.
Oh, I see what you did there. Clever. 817 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy, it's all clear, right? Everything's good? No problems?
Yeah, I wish I could say that.
Okay.
So, like we were talking about earlier, it is looking better than it was. But if you are on North Palafox Street backed up, that's backed up from Burgess all the way to 9 Mile Road. And that is probably due to Pensacola Boulevard being backed up from Detroit Boulevard to 9 Mile Road as well. This is all southbound traffic. And I'm looking at the map. Every side street that you can possibly take, every alternate route, is looking like it is building up with traffic, especially on Olive in between Palafox and Davis. Coming in from Pace, we are seeing some buildup right as you get off the bridge. Eastbound on I-10 starting at Pine Forest exit, going for about a half a mile. And coming into Gulf Breeze, you're going to experience some severe traffic coming off the 3 Mile Bridge all the way to the high school there. 10 Mile backed up in both directions between Chemstrand and Palafox Road due to a vehicle crash. And utility work continues to block lanes during rush hour on Pinecone Road between 9 Mile and 297A. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. I got a very interesting text in here. Somebody says, you know, we're talking about the protests or the rallies or the genocide advocacy, depending on the flavor going on at these various college campuses. Somebody says, why do they call it anti-Semitic speech and singling out Jews rather than just calling it a more generic thing like hate speech, which encompasses all people and all religions? He says it's lessening the impact by saying, you know, anti-white or privileged people only or something like that. I actually view it the other way. I think that the term hate speech doesn't carry much weight to me, but the term anti-Semitic speech actually carries more weight precisely because of the historic treatment of Jews. Whether you're going back to the days of Herod or whether you're talking about Pharaoh or whether you're talking about more modern times, of course, with the Nazis, to me, or even their treatment during the Middle Ages, being blamed for the plague of all things, because they washed hands, which is a biblical thing, and that kept them safe from plague and disease transmission. And so they got blamed for causing the plague because they were just... Anyway, it's amazing what's happened to the Jews. I mean, horrifying and amazing what's happened to the Jews over the years. So I actually think anti-Semitic is a stronger word than hate speech. But I thought that was an interesting note because I hadn't been thinking about it much. We do tend to call it that. 820 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about selling a home or buying a home, Christina Leavenworth is your person. Call her. Find out what she's got to tell you about the price point you're looking at, about the location you're looking at. If you're selling, you know, what she thinks is a realistic expectation for that home, how long it'll take. They have a system. And I know that may sound like, well, everybody's got a system. Yeah. But some systems, you know, some systems are better than others. They have a system for selling homes that produced 175 home sales last year, 3.5 a week. That's ridiculous. And, you know, when it was easy, everybody was selling homes. When it's not as easy, they're still selling homes. And, you know, it's the staging, it's the photographing, it's the way you present it online, it's how you set up the, you know, the open house and all that, the price of it, all of it. They've got it figured out, and that's why they're so effective at this thing. So buying or selling, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Excellent.
And then something the chamber is going to do, and I think this will help the community. It'll help everybody in office and Escambia County. But we're going to have a Leadership Perdido Key class, our first time.
That's kind of interesting. This is Tammy Thoreau. She is with the Perdido Chamber of Commerce, and this was on the Coffee with the Commissioner yesterday with Jeff Bergosh. And I thought that was an interesting because. You know, you have Leadership Pensacola, which is really Leadership Escambia, but it's sort of Pensacola-centric, but it's still Leadership Escambia. And then you have Leadership Santa Rosa. And, there's like Leadership Florida and there's some other things. But Leadership for Perdido seems fairly narrowly tailored. But, you know, if they're going to do it, I think it's interesting because I think, you know, a lot of people might know Pensacola, may not know Perdido. A lot of people may know Pensacola, don't know Navarre, for example, you know, or something like that. So I just thought it was fascinating. And they're doing it. It's a pretty large class, actually, because 50 is the leap class. When I was in Leadership Santa Rosa, it was, I don't think we had 50. I think it was more in the, like, 35 vicinity.
We're actually, our class will be 25.
25.
This is the first time for the Perdido Key Chamber, so we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, I will acknowledge that Perdido Key is, and Perdido in general, is, you know, I know less about Perdido and Perdido Key than I know about areas that are a little bit more central to the county. I'd say the same thing about the North End. You know, you know where you drive, and you know where you cover, and, you know, I know Milton. it's funny. I know the Milton City Council really well. I don't as much know all of the streets and the driving around Milton. So when they start to talking about traffic signals and stop signs, I have to kind of look it up on the map. Be like, what are we talking about again here? Speaking of that, at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting today, something could be kind of interesting comes up. We'll see. They're actually starting here in just a couple of minutes. I'll tell you that in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Well, that traffic on Pensacola Boulevard is finally clearing up. We were backed up from Detroit Boulevard all the way to 9 Mile Road. That is showing some signs of clearing up, as well as Old Palafox Road. We are still seeing a lot of traffic at the intersection of Palafox and Burgess Road, and on Burgess in between Highway 29 and about Oakland Road. I'm certain that's not correct. I can't read sideways. I'm so sorry. I'm positive that's not correct.
Where are you at?
I am on I'm on Burgess Road. Let's just say in between
Oakfield.
Highway 29. Oakfield. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I can't read sideways, so that one's never been a talent I had. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you should be clear. If you are heading into Gulf Breeze, you're going to be backed up till about the center of the 3 Mile Bridge all the way to Gulf Breeze High School, so be expecting delays there. And if you're coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, be expecting some scattered slowdowns. Other than that, we are looking pretty good on the roads this morning. If you see anything on the roads, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecuaflorida.fl.gov. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the five.
60% chance of scattered slowdowns around the listening area today. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The 7 World Central Kitchen workers killed in Gaza will be honored this morning at Washington National Cathedral. The workers were killed in an airstrike on April 1st. The dead did include one American. The NFL draft begins tonight in Detroit. The Bears open up round one. They're expected to select USC quarterback Caleb Williams as their first overall pick. And Andrew, a viral trend on TikTok this morning, allegedly showing an explosion in New Smyrna Beach. Now, this all started with one undoctored video that showed what appeared to be a mushroom cloud and a group of onlookers at the beach.
God.
Turns out the mushroom cloud wasn't actually a mushroom cloud, although it did look like it. It was from some type of a controlled burn nearby in a wooded area. But that's now led to all sorts of other videos that people have doctored showing New Smyrna Beach appearing to be an atomic wasteland from like the Fallout video games, fake videos showing huge explosions that have been added in and things like that. So
you know who this is not funny to? The leadership of New Smyrna Beach and the businesses there. They're
not
laughing about this today, but it is funny.
it's
a reminder that maybe TikTok isn't your tier one news source.
No, not your best source for
maybe
real
not
news.
Even your tier 10 news source. Maybe it's sort of don't get your news from TikTok.
Entertainment purposes only.
Maybe not even then. Thanks so much for the update. Oh, I mentioned that the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting today might have some interesting conversation because the P Ridge Connector, you know, the one that connects Hamilton Bridge Road to Highway 90 that just got finished last year. Beautiful road. Best road in the county. That is eventually meant to be a phase two all the way to Berry Hill and a phase three all the way to Willard Norris. That's the idea, which is very valuable because then you can avoid having to go all the way east 89 or all the way west to, you know, Shemuckler or Woodbine or something like that. Or Spencerfield, God forbid. Anyway, especially these days. But that's the eventuality. What people are objecting to is that some of the maps that people have, I don't know, come into possession of, I would say is the best way to say it, seem to indicate that they're going to go through farms or through properties or, you know, here's the thing. None of those roads are final. This has always been the plan, is to connect that all the way through to the other two roads, to Willard Norris ultimately and Bear Hill intermediately. That's been the goal. That makes perfect sense for the growth in the county. But there's no pathway for this road that's set in stone. Just like, you know, you have the Navarre bypass. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. It's still not set. And even when they do set it, it'll be years from then that it actually happens. I get the concern. You see a map. It runs a road right through your farm. And you feel like, oh, my God, they're going to, you know, eminent domain my farm in half. I mean, yes, that's a reasonable thing to be concerned about. But just, you know, one step at a time and don't be too worked up about something, again, that you see on social media that may or may not be the actual plan. The right now plan is there is no plan. Just generally put a road that direction.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's back at the defense table at his hush money business records case in New York today, while in Washington, the Supreme Court considers whether he's immune from prosecution in his federal election interference case.
We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
Trump visiting a construction site in New York this morning. 18 Trump allies were indicted in Arizona over a plan to overturn the 2020 election results there.
The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted for their chosen president. It effectively would have made their right to vote meaningless.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays. New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's conviction on felony sex charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 65 degrees right now. The sun's shining. Absolutely beautiful morning here in Pensacola. The Florida Highway Patrol says a girl has now died. This is after that crash Tuesday on West Jackson Street. It happened near the Fitzgerald Street intersection. Investigators say a blue sedan was backing out of a driveway and backed into the path of another vehicle. That girl was a passenger in that vehicle. That's now being investigated by FHP's Traffic Homicide Division. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Pergosh says Perdido Key's roundabout has been an absolute disaster, but he says he's committed to fixing it.
We put the rumble strips. They were too intense. I saw this morning, just as I'm coming here, I've ridden over them. I have a truck, no problem, but other people in sedans, you know, they're going around it. They're going around it, and that's causing a safety problem. So by Monday morning, I'm told, those are going to be gone.
And as for the actual roundabout, Bergosh says it's too small, and he's directing county staff now to figure out the best and most cost-effective plan between two options, either making the roundabout bigger or removing it altogether and putting in a traffic light. Well, about a month ago, News Radio reported on a plan to bring lifeguards to Perdido Key. We're now learning a little bit more about the county's latest plans for the summer season.
We're going to have a lifeguard stand that we just recently bought. It's going to be delivered here at Beach Access 2 sometime in the first week of May is what we're hearing. And then we'll put a lifeguard stand out there. We'll have two lifeguards at that stand at Beach Access 2. We'll still have our contingency at Johnson's Beach or some kind of hybrid. And then we're also going to have a roving lifeguard out here in a truck going to 1, 3, and 4, just roving through.
Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore, he says that they plan to have those lifeguards out there by Thursday, May 23rd, just in time for Memorial Day weekend. Last year, particularly deadly along the Gulf Coast with multiple drownings due to rip currents. That included a 16-year-old boy from Atlanta who died trying to save some struggling swimmers at Perdido Key. Well, Governor DeSantis says Florida is responsible for rescuing hundreds of Americans from Haiti. He announced yesterday the state has now successfully rescued over 700 people in just the last month from Haiti, despite what he says is a lack of cooperation from the federal government. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's not all that concerned that the city missed out on some funding for the Pensacola Airport terminal expansion.
Hypothetically, if we had 90 million show up today, we couldn't start construction today. You know, we still have some design. We were trying to get out in front of that and be anticipatory that we want the day that design's done for us to move as aggressively as possible to get construction going.
And Mayor Reeves there says that the city plans to continue working on the design phase, and they intend on being even more aggressive in the future for consideration through the FAA terminal grant program. It is 8:35, News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
We are seeing some of that typical morning traffic on Burgess Road, backed up right outside of West Florida High, as well as some traffic going into Gulf Breeze from Pensacola. You're going to be backed up from the center of the bridge all the way to Gulf Breeze High School, so be prepared for slowdowns there. And coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, we're seeing some typical morning traffic slowing us down. And coming in from Pace and Milton, you're looking clear all the way to all the way into Pensacola. Some slight buildup right there on the intersection of Scenic Highway and Highway 90. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We had a beautiful day in store for today with temperatures warming up near 82 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Lows tonight dropping near 65 degrees. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, high near 78. Friday night temperatures dropping near 67. Our gorgeous pattern continues for the weekend with plenty of sunshine, highs topping out upper 70s, low 80s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
70 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 67 in Milton. Your money now. The markets today, the Dow is down 505 at 38,175. The hold on, let me refresh here. I didn't have the most current update. The Dow actually down 521.76 at 37,939.16. S&P down 70 points at 5,179. NASDAQ down 331.72 at 15,381.03. Our 10-year bond rate is up ever so slightly this morning at 4.72%. Gold prices down just over 10 bucks at 23,28.20. Silver prices are down 16 cents at 27.18. And crypto this morning, Bitcoin down 1,100 at 63,132.47. Well, Boeing now reporting a $355 million loss in its latest quarterly report. Wednesday's numbers coming as the aircraft maker has been facing some hard times amid questions about safety and quality issues, particularly with its 737 MAX jets. Shares of Facebook also dropping yesterday in after-hours trading after an underwhelming first-quarter earnings report. And Trump media calling on Congress to investigate potential illegal activity that's driving its share price down. The company, which owns Truth Social, suspects strong indications of unlawful manipulation of its stock. After hitting a high of $79 a share on its first day of trading, the stock soon dropped to as low as $22 a share. It's 8:37, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this one's going to hurt. For some of you, this is going to hurt. You ready? This is our frivolous topic. This is the time of the day when we talk about things we know don't matter because it's fun and also because it's a way to have conversation with strangers, friends, children, parents, you know, coworkers, whatever. It is National License Plate Day. Don't ask any questions. There's national days for all kinds of ridiculous stuff, okay? It's National License Plate Day, which led me to the question of, do you keep your old license plates? And if so, what do you do with them? Which led me to the second question of, but honestly, what is the weirdest thing that you keep in your garage that you know you don't need?
I was just going to say, I keep my old license plates because they make excellent garage decor.
437-1620. So answer it in phases if you like. Tell me what's, you know, do you keep license plates? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Do you use them for anything?
No, I had a second vehicle that I was like, oh, I can use this license plate.
If I ever need to commit a felony, yeah, I need this Arizona license plate. Yes, that's what it's useful for. But more poignantly, painfully, what's that thing that you keep around probably in your garage? I mean, I don't want to get into other rooms of the house because each room has its own. Oh, this is so bad. Since we're in this vicinity, I made beer at home one time like 4 years ago. It was a terrible failure. It really was. Everything went wrong. But I still have the stuff to do it, and I keep, like, every time I go through a 1 liter bottle of apple cider vinegar or something like that, which we go through a lot of these apparently, I keep those because I think one day
you're going to need the bottle.
I'm going to need the bottles to put the beer in that you brew at home that. I did like 6 years ago.
I'm glad you didn't say the final product wasn't sitting in your garage for four, like the.
No, it was poured out long since. Aging. That was not good. I mean, it was barely drinkable. It was a big failure. It was not encouraging at all. Okay, so again, the question is 437-1620. Do you keep your old license plates? All right. Do you keep anything else in your garage that really you probably ought to get rid of? And I suppose, generally speaking, what's something you keep that you know? If you want a more comprehensive answer to this question for me, just ask my wife. She'll tell you it all. 4-3, because she's a thrower-outer. She's a discarder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pathology. They say hoarder's a pathology. I say discarder's a pathology.
Yeah, and I'm not sentimental about anything. Every time I move, I throw everything away.
What, you keep license plates?
Yeah, I guess I should throw this away.
No, that's the wrong answer. You're like, I'm not consistently a discarder enough. Yeah. I will throw that out too. I cannot tell you why I keep license plates. I don't feel like I'm ever going to order or open up like a Lambert's, you know? So I feel like I'm not going to really need them in my life ever. But I do. I have them all. David, do you have your old license plates?
Our goal.
No, David's got other stuff going on. Sorry, man.
I'm good.
Do you have your old license plates?
Yeah, absolutely. I do.
How else do you commit a felony, right?
That's right.
That's a getaway car.
You never know when you need a burner plate, right?
A burner plate.
I love that. Oh, that's great. All right. 437-1620. Let's take some text here. 437 burner plate. That's the best phrase of the day. That's right up there with Borden control for the interstate cows. All right. Somebody here says, let's see, where are we at here? Only because I moved here from Missouri. So I kept my Missouri plate. Yeah. So I have Illinois, Arizona, Oregon.
I've got Tennessee.
Depending on where
California.
I need to flee to.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You know, because you got to have a multi-state strategy. let's see. Somebody says, yes, it's they kind of document the various locations that I served at during my active duty service. It's garage decor, as you said, Jimmy.
There you go.
And all, you know, also, okay, if you're 40, you won't get this, but if you're 50 and up, you will. That's how you can remember what your old license plate numbers were. Because when you're younger, you just remember. And when you're older, you're like, my address in Grants Pass, let me look that up. Because I think I wrote it down somewhere. 437-1620. Somebody here says, I do keep them. License plates are firm but moldable tools. I keep nothing strange in the garage. Oh, we need a warrant for this person because I guarantee that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I keep nothing strange in the garage. That's me thinks she doth protest too much. Let's see. We keep our license plates and just toss them on a shelf in the garage so they sit there, you know, collecting dust and, vintage status.
Providing decor.
That's right. Providing, that's almost correct. Decor. Somebody here says, empty sandwich meat containers, and my wife hates it. Empty sandwich meat container. Oh, like for cheap Tupperware. I see what you're doing. When you buy a meat container, like the sliced ham kind of thing, it's the flimsiest of all resealable containers. I think that's what they must mean.
What do you keep, like nuts and bolts in there or what?
I suppose. I mean, God, I think, like, what are the containers that I have things in the tool area in my garage? I think I have, like, I have a honey little tub. I have a sour cream tub. I have a Chinese takeout tub. I mean, you use anything to hold the Allen wrenches or the screws or the thumbtacks or the nails or whatever. I mean, and, yeah, I have a lot of, let's just call it, not ideally organized materials in the garage. Jimmy's got traffic on the five. Jimmy?
We are looking better on Pensacola Boulevard. We were experiencing some severe slowdown, seeing some residual traffic there, and Old Palafox Road has cleared up significantly. If you are heading into Gulf Breeze, you should be experiencing some traffic probably about right before the exit into Gulf Breeze all the way to Gulf Breeze High, and coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, experiencing some slowdowns there. Otherwise, looking good. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you shouldn't be experiencing any severe traffic, and looking good on I-10 and I-110. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So the question of the day is, since it's National License Plate Day, don't you know? We should probably get off work. It's National License Plate Day. So my first question was, do you keep old license plates? I feel like there's something wrong with somebody who throws out their old license plates. Wife, you listening? Anyway, so
I mean, they're still registered to your name, so if somebody finds them in the trash, that's a real burner license.
That's right. Oh, that's true. They're probably not the best for a getaway car, are they?
No.
Because
unless
probably
you have
still
somebody else's.
See, that's why I'd make a terrible criminal, among other things. 437-1620. Then it led to, you know, what do you do with them, if anything, and what's the thing you keep in your garage that's the weird keep but you should throw it away item? Probably license plate is that thing for a lot of people. Somebody says, I have two coolers that leak. Why wouldn't you? And I should have thrown them away some time ago, but they're still sitting in my garage. How about that beach chair that really nobody sits in anymore, but you still can't bring yourself to throw it out?
I've got a few of those.
Yeah, don't we all? 437-1620. Somebody says, yes, on the license plates, I also have 7,000 paper grocery bags. What weird terrorist plot are you concocting? By the way, paper in the garage is actually a bad idea for termites. Because they love that stuff. I'm just saying, that's a termite appetizer right there. They eat that and then go for the house. Somebody says, this is Scott Lunsford says, I collect Florida metal title certificates. There are them. License plates, registrations, brochures, driver handbooks, and anything else early Florida traffic related, which seems very on brand for him. But that's kind of interesting. Also, nerd alert. 437.
The tax collector's a nerd?
Duh. Oh, Scott's the best. I love Scott. He's laughing. 437-1620. Somebody says, I keep assorted tools for working on cars, like I'm ever going to work on my own car again now that they're all computerized and I'm old. I bet you there are people. Oh, I guarantee this is true. I bet you there are guys 55 up, maybe 60 up, who absolutely still have the car repair manual for cars they haven't owned for 30 years. I guarantee you that 1982 Ford LTD is not going to ever need the repair manual you still own for it. I guarantee. And guess what? It's not appreciating on eBay either. 437-1620 body patch panels. Body patch panels. I can tell that I'm from up north. I don't even know what that means. Car panel. I don't know. I don't know enough. Nuts and bolts go into the Maxwell House coffee cans. Oh yeah. Oh, and by the way, it's irritating when they sell coffee in the not can. You know, like the kind of corrugated cardboardy kind. You can't use that for anything. You can't put oil in that on the back of your stove. You can't put nuts and bolts in that because it's fragile. It's no good. That's not good at all. Somebody here says paper also attracts the flying cockroaches. We don't have cockroaches in Florida. We have palmetto bugs. 437-1620. I have car keys for a car I owned 40 years ago. Oh, I have like, and a lot of this I inherited from my grandpa when he passed away, but which we all get stuff from grandpa when they pass away. But I have like a, it must be a vintage 1620 era. This is Sarah Carlson. But the year 1620 padlock. It is, I mean, thick. Yeah. It's a big old, like, this probably kept murderers in jail in the South or something. Like, it's that kind of a padlock. 437-1620. Oh, somebody says they're guilty of the repair manuals. I love it.
Somebody just called in saying they have a bunch of records from the 80s and 90s that they should have thrown away 100 years ago.
Those you might be able to sell.
You might be able to.
Market it as hipster proof of performance. You might be able
to attract some termites that are into industrial rock.
There
and
you go.
80s pop.
I like that. Yeah. All right, 437-1620. That's our 437-1620. That's our frivolous topic for the day. It's a good conversation you can have with your kids, your friends, your coworkers, whatever. That's the idea of the frivolous topic. 850 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Fleet Feet Pensacola, your running, walking shoe store, now open on Sundays. Come by our Pensacola store at 236 West Garden Street across from Everman. We use our Fit ID scanner and pressure plate analysis to fit you in the right running, walking, or comfort shoe. We offer running and walking coach training programs. Fleet Feet is here to make your life better. Get your free foot scan today at Fleet Feet on Garden.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My uncle was born in America.
Oh, really?
But he was one of the lucky ones. He managed to escape in a balloon during the Jimmy Carter presidency.
Ra, ra, ah, ah, Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what you about romance?
Top Secret is such a funny movie. 8:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Well, Joe's at it again. A couple of interesting gaffes from the last day or two.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Well, sir, do you know what you just said? Oh, man. Okay, so he's reading the teleprompter, right? He's reading the teleprompter at D.C. stump speech, and he... No.
I see an America where we defend democracy, not diminish it. I see an America where we protect freedoms, not take them away. I see an economy that grows from the middle out and the bottom up, where the wealthy pay their fair share. So we can have child care, paid leave, and so much more, and still reduce the federal deficit and increase economic growth. Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
God. Did you catch it? Here, let me. I listened to a different recording where you get the emphasis a little bit more clearly. He's reading the teleprompter. So he's reading his lines, and somebody has written in there that the crowd is supposed to start chanting. Like, they're pre-coordinating the crowd chants. The spontaneous love of dear leader that erupts at the Biden stump speech. And he reads the cue to the crowd, including the cue to him that he's supposed to pause while they chant how great he is. Hear it again.
Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
That one hurts.
Oh, I just read what they write for me. I don't know.
Four more years. Pause.
Yeah. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. There was a vehicle crash on Old Palafox and 10 Mile that is slowing down some traffic, so use caution in that area. Coming into Gulf Breeze, you're going to experience some severe traffic coming off the 3 Mile Bridge all the way to the high school. We are backed up on Olive in between Palafox and Davis. And Burgess Road experiencing some of that typical morning backup outside of West Florida High. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. Make the hiring process work for you with Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution. You can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at indeed.com/credit. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. A little bit of a sort of small-ish sort of story in the media landscape, but I thought it was an interesting one. Gateway Pundit. Gateway Pundit is a, I don't know, a blog, I guess you'd call a website. It's been around for years, and it's always kind of been the, hey, we've got the cool, super embarrassing stories about how the left is stupid that nobody else has kind of a site, which means that a lot of times it has fake news, you know, genuinely false stories, and or stories that are embellished or stories that nobody else has. And at some times in the past, they have been a sort of a useful, you know, kind of before almost Twitter and stuff. They were kind of one of those, like, had it before everybody else had it in some cases. Well, but now they're declaring bankruptcy or trying to, they've filed for bankruptcy under the weight of many defamation claims. So they filed for sort of reorganizational Chapter 11 or whatever. And the only reason I, now they say it's, you know, liberal lawfare attacks against our media outlet. Okay. It's important to learn the difference between reliable, mostly reliable, somewhat reliable, and unreliable news sources. It is. And, you know, if you go looking for a story that you've heard about, or you want to fact check a story, if you don't find anybody in what I would call ordinary news covering it, that should put up a flag for you. Now, if you have convinced yourself into the conspiracy theory mindset that is raging among people in my party and also people in the other party, you're not going to hear this with a lot of love, but it's not because they're hiding the story. It's because the story is not reliable almost all of the time. Oh, I know the Hunter Biden laptop story. That was a... Exactly. But it's pretty rare that regular news services just ignore things and will not publish. It is, honestly, it is. So what happens is you go to sites like this, okay, and they confirm all your biases, and they, it's like your friend who will post anything and not really do any fact-checking on it, and you delude yourself into thinking that this is reliable information. It's not. And look, I'm sympathetic to the viewpoint that they're offering, and I'm telling you I don't trust it, okay? It doesn't mean you never look. It just means you've got to be cautious. You know what I mean? It's important to look at a variety of sources. It's also important to be able to distinguish the reliability of various sources. You know, even locally. You know, not every single so-called news outlet or person who writes things on the internet, even here in sunny Pensacola, always gets it right. And so just be cautious running too fast with things that you get from places that maybe you ought to be a little bit more cautious about. Supreme Court today, are the justices going to be sympathetic to the claim that Trump is immune?
No.
No.
You're listening to
News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.